History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, what's up, Jerry? I'm feeling good today.
Someone's excited.
Oh, man. Yes, you thought yesterday I was insufferable. Today, my goodness, what a win for the New York Yankees. The best of the season by far. And just continue to add up all the things we've been waiting for this team to do over the last couple days. Add another one. This team has not come from behind at all this year. They haven't.
Well, they did in Toronto. They just didn't win.
They just didn't finish it off and get the win. Correct. But they haven't come back and won a game where they've been down by more than three runs. Last night, it's five after being no hit through seven. They come out there in the eighth. They get two from the Stanton home run. And then the at-bats, Jerry. The at-bats in the ninth inning. And we know now they had a little help with a little bit of a tell on the sliders. But the at-bats in the ninth inning were something that we haven't seen from this team strung together. Even while they've been scoring a ton of runs. It was a thing of beauty. It was a great victory. It's the best win of the year. It's four games in a row. And everything has seemed to change since that play in left field by Cody Bellinger against the Mets in that double play. From that moment on, the Yankees recognize it's time to make tough decisions with aging players. They're putting the right players in the right positions. They're scoring a ton of runs. They're coming from behind. The Williams, the closer on the mound in the 10th. Everything was perfect last night, Jerry.
It's hard to argue. It really is. I mean, you know, you're watching that game, and I'm not going to lie to you. I went to bed. Sixth inning, I had enough. And I will be honest with you, too. The pitching early, I mean, Marcus, I can't take it. Every batter's 3-2, and it's such a grind. And they're talking about, if the umpire's not going to give him the pitch. And there were some pitches that were strikes that were called balls, I get it, that were right on the edge, and you do feel for him in that way. But even Paul O'Neill's like, if they're not going to give him that pitch, it's going to be a long night. It's tough to watch, but whatever. Sixth inning.
He can't live in the zone at all. He does not have the stuff to live in the zone.
And he doesn't throw hard enough, all of that, understood. Yeah. So I checked out. And I knew it was a no-hitter, but I also didn't expect it to be one. And then I wake up and I find out, and I watched the last three innings when I got here this morning. You know, the first thing you see is Yankees no-hit into the – I'm like, wow, he took that into the – it's so funny, too. So the kid, he no-hit innings, seven no-hit innings, and he's got two strikes on Jazz.
Yes.
And then you get the base hit through the little hole on the right side. And what does Rice do? Come next batter, base hit. It's like they couldn't buy a hit, and then they get two in a row. And don't – this sounds stupid, and I know that given the fact that you had the Stanton home run and you also had the Wells hit and you had the Judge sack fly, but the Volpe slide, probably the best part of that play.
Yep.
It sounds like nothing, but the sack fly just to get on the board at 5-0 kind of gets you going a little bit. And then I heard this little note too.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know he's been a starter, so it makes sense, but the first pinch hit home run of Giancarlo Stanton's career?
He's been terrible
at it. How about
that? Yeah, no, he's been terrible at it, and Boone talked to it. It's a different role for him, but, you know, throughout most of his career,
he plays.
Yes. So it's the odd day. Like, this is now going to have to start to be something he does regularly because he's just not a necessarily everyday player, but eventually I think he'll get there. But, yeah, and the thing about it, too, Jerry, with the no-hitter, is I talk about how this felt different. It felt exactly the same for a lot of the game because you said to me out in the newsroom, the first two batters, he can't throw a strike.
I know.
He get the Yankees start after scoring all these runs, this great pitching staff that we hear about Seattle. Wu's had this incredible year. He comes out, he can't throw a strike, first two guys up and Judge up with nobody out and first two runners on, and they squander that opportunity.
Big time.
And then they get no hit for the next six innings. And you're like, no, I've seen this script before. Yeah. I've seen this exact game from the New York Yankees.
And it also felt, watching it again through the sixth inning, it felt like, hey, we won the first two games of the series. This kid's dominating. Right. And I know the guys are going up there trying to hit. Get that.
Right.
But it just felt like one of those, you know what? We won the series.
Yeah.
Let's move. And yet, no, there was a lot of fight from this team.
Fight, Jerry.
And it's four in a row now. And you are right. Maybe this team has righted the ship. Again, big weekend coming up against the Cubs.
Yep.
But you have to love what they've done the last four games. Still two out, but that to me means nothing in July. And they're across the board. You got good at bat after good at bat. And Volpe strikes out on the one I thought was a bad pitch. It was probably borderline,
it was a little
whatever.
Up,
he has then he's got an opportunity. He flies out, but then he starts the inning at second base with the ghost runner, which I can't stand. After Devin Williams was fantastic in the top half, so you've got Volpe. He ends up at third base with the. I know they tried to bunt, and then you get the intentional walk in the walk. So you got the bases loaded. That ball is not hit far.
Nope.
That is a damn good center fielder. And the fact that he makes, I mean, a hell of a slide. I know it ain't going to get the fans off his back for long. Mm-mm. But he essentially wins that game last night.
No. It was a terrific slide. And yeah, there's a like we know Dominguez can run, Jazz can run, Volpe can run. That's part of the athleticism of this team that we were looking forward to when the pivot was made off of Juan Soto. But yeah, no, you have to take that chance. Absolutely. It doesn't matter how shallow it is. You got to take the chance to score there. And his ability to give that slide, it wasn't so much the prototypical like swim where you really give out the left and then go to the right, but it was an incredible slide. He's a very good base runner. He does do some things well, believe it or not. And yeah, absolutely, that moment. And what I hate about replay, by far, my least favorite thing about replay is end-of-game situations like that are in the balance. Mm. Like, you can't celebrate in the moment. You even saw it from the Yankees. There was a very tempered... They didn't even jump out of the dugout right to start. Like, you have to wait until that replay, and the ball beat him. The ball beat him by a mile.
Oh, for sure. And it was a good throw.
It was a good throw. Yep. The ball beat him by a mile. I thought he was going to be called out. You know, pessimistic Yankee fan. I thought that was going to be an out. And to see that slide and for it to be Volpe, and he had an opportunity in the ninth, like you said. Yep. He was unable to come through. But still, important slide, huge part of the win. Hopefully this could be something that can spark him. You know, people have been sparked by weirder things.
Yep.
So hopefully this is something that can turn it around. I did see a lot of Yankee fans on Twitter because I do monitor Yankee Twitter because I'm insane. They were a little bit acknowledging, hey, great slide. You got to give him credit where credit is due. Wish he would have come through in the ninth, and he still can't hit. But that was a very impressive slide from Volpe.
And I know we'll get to the Mets next hour. I'm not going to spend much time on them right now. But You know, I think you're right that like one thing can get a guy going in the other direction. I was listening to the first game of the Met game, and Anthony Recker was doing the game on radio, and he was talking about when Vientos hits the double. You know, maybe this because he wasn't expecting to play. You had the injury with Winker. You know, maybe this is the thing. You never know when it comes.
Right.
And I don't know about Vientos, but perhaps there can be some carryover. Volpe comes in a little more confident today, feels pretty good about himself, and maybe we will look back the same way we just might look back on the Bellinger play and say where the season turned. Maybe, just maybe, that's the type of play that gets Volpe going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you hope. You hope he can do it. The general manager already come out and spoke to the fact that he's going to be the solution more than the problem. He's not going anywhere. He is the Yankee shortstop. That's not going to change, at least for the rest of this year. And they need him to be better because, you know, you watch the games. I'm sorry. Like, I'm hoping it can spark him, but 2-0 counts, fastball counts, getting beat. You know, he's just, the swing's a little heavy. He's trying to do too much. He's clearly in his own head. He's been hitting, you know, 150 for the last month and a half. Like, it's bad. So hopefully this can be something that can spark him because they need a better play. And they need someone to lay down the bunt, Jerry.
They tried.
You mentioned
it. They tried.
Oh, my God. If you're going to hit .110 and literally be like the 324th player in Major League Baseball out of 327, you better lay down the bunt, Peraza. Oh, my God. It drove me absolutely nuts.
I don't. You know, it's one thing the older guys will call up and talk about. We don't bunt enough. Don't bunt enough. And they're probably not wrong in some degree. But I do think there are times when it's warranted to do it depending upon the stage of the game, who's up. But no one works on it.
No.
So it's almost like, and I know they're major leaguers, they're making a lot of money, they should know how to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just not a focus anywhere. So then when you ask a guy to go up there and do it, and he pops it up. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you get.
He takes a fastball low in the zone and doesn't bunt that, and then bunts the slider that was up and puts it in the air. Very frustrating, but ultimately, just a classic win with classic at-bats.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.